Now, what's Science Ever Done For Us is also the title of a new book that's out at the moment. It's been written by Professor Paul Halpern. He's from the University of Philadelphia. He joins us now. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Chris.
Thank you for joining us on The Naked Scientist. Tell us about your book. Why have you written this? And don't say to make money, because that was Boris Johnson's answer on Radio 2 the other day.
Well, I noticed throughout the years, as Al Jean pointed out, that The Simpsons features marvelous scientific references on the show and features scientific guests and many allusions to people such as Niels Bohr, Einstein, Darwin, and Newton. And I thought it was time to look at The Simpsons episodes and explore the real science behind the series.
Well, to give people a sort of insight into how you've done this, it's nice, this, because you get the taste of The Simpsons up front, and then you get the how is this relevant to science at the second part of the chapter.
That's right. In each chapter, I look at how The Simpsons, how an episode of The Simpsons handles the science, and then I look at the background behind it. For example, in one episode, Lisa invents her own perpetual motion machine, and Homer gets upset by it and shouts at her, "Lisa, in this house we obey the laws of thermodynamics." So I take off from that episode into an exploration of whether or not perpetual motion is possible, and I explore the laws of thermodynamics. So I find that it provides a great intro into some interesting science.
How does The Simpsons actually sit with you as a professional physicist engaged in research in a U.S. university?
Well, physicists, those who watch television, tend to enjoy series like The Simpsons because it's one of the few series, if not the only series, to have scientific references on the show. And it does a number of fun and very sophisticated things with science. For example, exploring higher dimensions, looking into the possibility of time travel, bringing up genetics, robots, artificial intelligence. It's just amazing how much interesting science there is on the show.
I thought it was hilarious when Homer Simpson manages to end up crossing a tomato and a tobacco plant to make an addictive form of a tomato.
That's right. It's called Tomaco. And the interesting thing is he uses plutonium to try to make this hybrid.
And he gets it where?
He manages to get it shipped in from his nuclear plant. It's no problem for him since he works at the nuclear plant, so he just manages to phone up his friend and get some plutonium shipped into his farm that he's trying to grow crops on. And then he grows this tomaco and produces tomaco pies, which are highly addictive.
Now, I don't know if this is in your book, but one of my favourite bits in one of the shows is the episode where they discover that Homer, as a young child, pushed a crayon up his nose and into his brain, and that's why he's Homer, shall we say. And they take it out and he becomes very intelligent, and then they decide in the end to put it back again. Is there any reality behind having a pencil in your brain and changing your behaviour?
it's interesting because The Simpsons brings up a number of theories throughout the years on why Homer is so different than other people in his family. For example, Lisa, who's much brighter. And in one episode, they attribute it to genetics. And then in this episode called Homer, which is a parody of Flowers for Algernon, they suggest that it's an accident that Homer had as a child where he had the crayon lodged in his brain that affected his intelligence. But the strange thing is, once they pull out the crayon, he's very unhappy, and he prefers being not so bright.
I think that goes for a lot of people in some cases, though, doesn't it? I mean, not that everyone would have a crayon jammed up their brain, but some people find that there is ignorance is bliss, isn't it?
That's right. Sometimes you can know too much about a subject, and you might not be happy about it. You'll be well informed, but perhaps not particularly happy about, if you know that something dire is going to happen.
Well, Paul, I have to say, I've thoroughly enjoyed reading your book. I had me sniggering at midnight last night, so thank you for sending us a copy. Thank you for joining us on The Naked Scientist to tell us about it. It's out now, is that right?
That's right, yes. Well, thank you very much, and my pleasure.
It's been a pleasure to have you on the programme. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's Professor Paul Halpern. He's written a book, and it's called What's Science Ever Done For Us? And it's all about how The Simpsons, as we've been exploring, actually has its firm roots in science. And you can get it in all good bookshops right now.
Fancy listening to The Naked Scientists in your bed, on your way to work, or even at work? Why not subscribe to our podcast? For more information, visit nakedscientists.com/podcast.